This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor, visiting with my good colleague, Jeremy Zakas, who teaches me Australia, teaches me how to talk Australia, teaches me Australia, such as stir the possum. Do you all know what that means, stir the possum? That's like the opposite of play possum. Australia has unusual metaphors. We now go to cricket because the Australia men's team is traveling to some exotic place. But the Australian women's team is doing very well. Who are they playing, Jeremy?
Well, now they're playing the Bangladeshi team. And this is really something that's interesting because the Bangladeshi women's team is one of the best in the world. Now, the Australian team is pretty good, but we're considered pretty much middle order just because it's a young team. They don't have a lot of experience. And they just seem to be outclassed and outgunned sometimes in some of the competitions. But the Bangladeshis are actually a really, really strong team, except in this particular three-game series, which are one-day internationals, so they're basically the long form of cricket over 3 days, where the games can go for 6 to 8 hours a day, and they continue through the 3 days where the score basically accumulates, and at the end of the 3 days, you'll find out who's going to win. But at the end of the three-test series, sorry, and what we're actually seeing is that the Bangladeshi team has not yet played a game against anyone in the current form that they have. So effectively, you've got an Australian team that's middle order playing a very fresh, really strong Bangladeshi team where nobody knows how they're going to perform. But the good news is that on the very first test in the first day of the one-day international is that Australia has actually beaten them. We've gone ahead by 122 runs, which isn't a small feat by any means. And it looks like our women are actually a lot stronger than the pundits around the world basically forecast. Because another thing we're finding too, John, is that the Australian team seems to have a lot of people out there who are basically, I guess, lowballing them in their abilities. So going into this series in particular, we thought that Australia would actually be a fair way behind even on day one. But they're actually doing incredibly well. So this is a great news story for cricket. And certainly it's good for women's cricket too, because in some ways women's cricket is still fighting to try and get the recognition of the men's side. But at least here in Australia, we're very proud of them, and we're looking to see what happens on the next two parts of the series. But I think they're actually going to win. I think this Bangladeshi side doesn't seem as strong as really people thought they were.
So the women are playing a three-day test as opposed to a five-day test. But the test is all day, 6 to 8 hours. Is that, and they move from city to city, or are they playing in one city?
That's correct. In fact, they will play in only one city for this 3 day. While it is supposed to be 3 days, if you do get rain delays, if you do get weather events, there is actually potential for it to go to 4 days and 5 days. And also the days aren't consecutive, so they aren't after each other. There is some time in between. But being a 3 day series, it is a lot, it's kind of harder in some ways for a cricket player, because over a 5 day series, traditional cricket strategies work very well. But when you have a three-day series, basically you have to take a T20 format. So that's basically a one-day game. We have 20 overs each side. It's over within about 4 hours. Very fast play type of cricket. You have to take that format and kind of use it within the three-day series, because you only have 3 days to win, which means that if you try and take the time you'd normally do to win a five-day series, it plain doesn't work. If you go too slow, you don't get the run rate, you don't get the other side out quick enough, you will simply lose. So you kind of have the energy of like a T20 game, but over 3 days. So I guess in some ways, I know we talk about baseball a lot, where it's supposed to be this aggressive kind of cricket over a five-day series. The three-day series is actually a baseball style of series, but it's something that you just have to do. It's really a medium in between the sort of the short and long form of cricket. So it's very interesting to watch, and you'll tend to see a very aggressive style of play. And I think that's why we might be winning. Australia is becoming known, in the women's side at least, of being very aggressive when it comes to batting. So literally trying to get the ball over the boundary a lot more than any other side. And you know what? I think that's paying off as we speak.
Now the exciting news from the Northern Hemisphere. Cricket comes to America. Not only that, cricket comes to New York City on a cricket patch. And India's going, they're going to play T20 Pakistan and India. Is that what they're playing?
That's right. It's going to be a short form of cricket. It should be all done within 3.5-4 hours. But the fact that it's India and Pakistan, some of the two largest teams in the world, actually now making it to US soil is really exciting, because it shows that cricket now is really being infused into the United States. And it's really the last bastion of global dominance in some way of the sports, because it's never had a real break into the United States. But to get two of the top teams into New York to at least do one T20 game, That's a big thing, and I can guarantee that hopefully it's not the last one, because I know that the American market seems to be really ready for
Well, it's a. I'm learning. I'm still, I still don't have the language down, but it can be much more complicated than baseball. Baseball, the way Major League Baseball plays, speed and power are everything. Everything. If you have those consistently, you're going to win more games than you lose and be in the contention. That is not true for cricket. Cricket is, there's more conniving in cricket. There's that spin bowling. There's the ability to refuse to go out. Run out is what you call it, right? Run out. And then there's choosing the batting order and knowing when you have a strong bowler or a weak bowler, and changing in the course of 6 or 7 hours. A baseball game can be divided into three parts: the first 3 innings, the second 4 innings or 5 innings, and then the closer. That is, there's nothing comparable in cricket. You're playing to exhaustion. And so you don't have the same understanding of the field after 6 hours that you did when you start. Is that correct, Jeremy?
That is exactly right. And the other part which you alluded to there as well is the environment changes dramatically often over even just 4 or 5 hours. So you can imagine a whole day of cricket, you can maybe starting in sunshine and ending in near rain. So they are all parts of the things that the cricket players on the field, especially the captains, have to take into their mindset when developing strategies, because the weather plays a big part. So you have so many different factors in cricket that you don't get in baseball, by sheer fact that it is a longer game, slightly slower game, but no less exciting game.
Well, the slower part is for the fans, right? They're sitting there with their gin and tonics and their lunch baskets watching. Jeremy Zachas, he's in New South Wales. T20 come to New York City. I'm presuming everybody who's playing T20 or watching T20 is listening to us. It's about time. It's a complicated game. I'm learning. You will too. This is the Friends Visitor Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.